African Voice News, the Global Link.
The United Party for National Development urges banks to ease KYC requirements for farmers. The Medical Quality Health Care for Zambia urges UTH to be transparent with reports of child theft. And Nigeria police confirm mass church abductions after previous denial. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. The United Party for National Development, UPND, Deputy Youth National Chairman Trevor Mwinde has expressed concern with banks that are unnecessarily prolonging the Know Your Customer KYC procedures, resulting in delays in payments to farmers. Mr. Mwinde said it is unfortunate to see images of farmers sleeping outside banks and ATM points in a bid to access their money. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices, the chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwinde urged banks to simplify KYC requirements and ensure farmers are paid without further delays. He said farmers are not interested in lengthy banking procedures, but only want timely access to their money. This situation should be avoided because most farmers are not interested in KYC procedures. All they need is their money, said Mr. Mwinde. He has since called for patience among farmers, assuring them that the funds are readily available.
We have also taken a lesson that Kurima Bank managed deliberately. They don't want the farmers properly. They are lengthening their KYC, knowing your customer procedures. They are lengthy procedures to sign in, write this. We are asking for these banks to reduce, because most of these people are not very much literate. Most of these people that do farming, they are not very much literate, but they are wise people for them to feed us.
Agriculture expert Gilbert Banda says it will be difficult to encourage young people, particularly Generation Z, to venture into farming if they continue to witness their parents struggling to receive payments for their produce. Mr. Banda notes that while government has been actively advocating for Zambians to take up farming, delayed payments to farmers undermine these efforts and discourage participation in the sector. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Banda said despite government explaining that it did not budget for the extra maize purchased, a contingency plan should have been activated to ensure farmers were paid on time. He stressed that timely payments are critical to sustaining confidence in the agriculture sector and motivating more people, especially the youth, to engage in farming as a viable business. Mr. Banda said advice that in situations where government has purchased sufficient maize, farmers should be linked to external markets to avoid delays in payments. He also questioned the silence of the Minister of Agriculture on the matter, saying it is concerning that other government wings have been left to comment on the issue directly affecting the farmers. Mr. Banda emphasized that there is urgent need to ensure farmers are paid on time, adding that delayed payments should not become a recurring issue if the country is serious about transforming agriculture and attracting young people into the sector.
Because one of the reasons why farming is not liked by the Gen Z is because they have seen their parents suffer. Because it's farming is considered as arduous, as tedious, as burdensome. Because you have seen your parents pass through those cycles year in, year out, school fees delayed to be paid, you've been chased from school, and then now you're told, no, I think, you know, going to venture into that.
Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia has expressed concern with the continued allegations of child theft reported at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH. Recently, the Zambia police was investigating an alleged offense of child stealing of a 5-day-old newborn baby after it went missing on 31st December 2025 between 6 and 17 hours, which UTH denied knowing. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Healthcare Director General Quince Mwau says while the association acknowledges official denial of the allegations, he emphasized that the increasing number of accusations and the growing fear among expectant mothers demand more than assurances. In matters of this nature, public confidence can only be restored through transparent, independent, and credible investigations that clearly establish the facts and identify any systematic weakness within maternity and neonatal services, said Dr. Mwau. Dr. Mwabo expressed concern that the continued circulation of such allegations paints a deeply troubling picture of the health sector, thereby undermining trust in public health institutions, an outcome that could reverse gains made in maternal and newborn health. He warned that if these complaints continue without decisive action, UTH risks significant reputational damage and loss of public confidence.
Is extremely serious and calls for transparency and thorough investigation to establish the fact and reassure the public. If such concerns are left unresolved, the risk eroding trust in public health facilities and may discourage women from delivering hospitals, which can have serious consequences for maternal and newborn health. We need to understand that trust is a foundation of effective healthcare services.
Planet Gold Zambia has expressed concern over the continued use of mercury in gold mining by small-scale miners across the country. Planet Gold Zambia National Project Manager Abigail Moilenge says the use of mercury in the extraction of gold is an unsafe mining method that negatively affects the environment and poses serious health risks. Speaking during a media breakfast meeting in Lusaka, Ms. Moilenge said the project has scaled up its efforts to educate miners on the dangers associated with mercury use. There is need for miners to ensure that they practice safe mining in the country, said Ms. Moilenge. She further explained that the project is targeting mining cooperatives as key entry points for knowledge sharing, enabling them to pass on information and champion safe and environmentally friendly mining practices. Ms. Moilenge stressed that Planet Gold Zambia remains committed to promoting mercury-free gold mining and supporting sustainable livelihoods for small-scale miners.
As a project, we conducted geological feasibility studies in 10 SGM sites. This was part of the mandate that we had as the project. First of all, to update the baseline, the current baseline on the SGM sector. How much gold is coming out of these sites? Do we know? As a project, this information was vital as means of execution of the project. What methods are being used to produce the gold? How is the gold produced? What are the social factors that are in this site? So we conducted an update of the baseline. This was also to help the project inform the setup of two pilot sites that we are going to set up for capacity building.
In African news, Nigeria's police have now confirmed that a group of worshippers were kidnapped from three churches in a remote part of the North Kaduna state after previously denying it. More than 2 days after the raid on the area, police on Tuesday night said that an earlier statement denying the attack had been widely misinterpreted. Local residents told the BBC that 117 worshippers had been abducted, but that 11 later escaped. Police spokesperson Benjamin Haidien did not give any numbers but said subsequent checks by operational units and intelligence sources had confirmed the abduction. Coming up shortly, life sentence for man who killed Japan's ex-Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. This and more, stay tuned.
Anyone can get malaria, but those most at risk include people living in or traveling to areas with high incidences of malaria. Groups most vulnerable to malaria include the chronically ill, people living with HIV and AIDS, TB, etc., children under 5 years of age, the elderly, and pregnant women. Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Medcrescent Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. The man who killed Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has been sentenced to life in prison 3.5 years after he shot him dead at a rally in the city of Nara in 2022. Tetsuya Yamagami had pleaded guilty to murder at the trial's opening last year, but how he should be punished has divided public opinion in Japan. While many see the 45-year-old as a cold-blooded murderer, some sympathize with his troubled upbringing. Prosecutors